Lux Hours by Carolyn Oliver, as it appears in Tab Journal. In another life, I am a strange kind of sentry who watches over a palm-sized swatch sacrificed to pillager light. Magna Carta's blue dosimeter, sheep's wool safeguarding a sheepskin flensed and thinned, made to speak in witness, then annulled, made nothing, yet smuggled safe through centuries, vault-swaddled treasure of cathedral and this castle prison. There once was a water meadow and a ceiling. To no one will we sell, to no one deny or delay, right or justice. I watch visitors strain to decipher Latin lattices of iron gall ink. To the quick and curious schoolchildren, I explain the twin sister fleece asleep in archive midnight, before they depart to tour dungeons and the chapel, where every seat's a solitary confinement. There once was a boy set fire to a haystack. Then he lived in a cell with no one to see. In good faith, this shall be observed. I watch for the face of the child descended from one who survived on the meat this parchment once encased, though I won't recognize her fleet gaze when it lights on the blue spectrum and the covenant no one intended to keep. There once was a king, given by our hand, and then another and another. In all things and all places, forever, no ceiling without deceit. In this room where light grazes our vulnerable textures, living and dead, I'm trusted never to lose sight of the balance between revelation and rest. But I misplace myself, misplace the hours, watching the fugitive dye transform the forfeit wool. There once was blue, Runnymede, June sky blue, Morpho under bloated glass blue, Boudicca's woad blue, vein blue, silver blue of fish scales and drowned lips, yes, hypothermia blue, who could love it blue? And out of the blue, it's raining, blue faces of the lost sheep fading, and I'm wading the fens with you, you in your wool sweater red as a robe painted on a medieval Madonna or a king, you telling me about a new pigment, blue of crucible and accident, you, my Sunday morning nebula, whose light has traveled so long to reach me, overexposed in the rebel dark.